This call is being recorded.
Hey there, everybody. There's nobody on the call but me at the moment, so I will wait a little bit. And, I'll just start talking about the topic that pertain to the podcast. All right, so anyway, I have so many topics that I actually want to get into, and we'll be recording around other aspects beyond attachment, like moving beyond attachment and what that even looks like and it feels like and really how different that is. But to go back to one of the wonderful podcasts that I did earlier this month being April, I did patterns as a means of control, right? And most of us don't realize that a lot of our patterns are in place as a way to control. It's a way to control life or falsely assume that it controls life, right? And unfortunately, most of us get stuck in a loop with it and we don't realize it because our patterns are on autopilot, right? And so when you really look at your whole entire life and you see all your rigid rules that you have around so many things, because they're everywhere, and rigid rules are related to the patterns because you want to keep the patterns in place. So you have rules of engagement, you have rules about what you're going to do. And when it comes to the patterns, you think it's you. Like you think, oh, this is just who I am, or this is what's comfortable for me. But really what you're asking the rest of the world to do is to make you comfortable, to make you okay. So it doesn't really work, obviously. And because if it did, there'd be a lot of happy people in the world. But these patterns are also based on survival, right? Because your subconscious is all about survival. It wants you to stay alive. It doesn't want you to perish. And so a lot of what you think matters doesn't matter, but you've made it matter because at some point in time, usually in childhood, it mattered enough that you felt, oh, well, this is now what I believe. Here's the patterns that I'm going to have to support it. And the patterns change and grow over time. In other words, they sort of evolve, but have the same basis to them. They have the same negativity, let's say, or they have the same need to control your environment. And unfortunately, that stunts our growth. It stands right in the way of it, because how are you going to be able to grow if indeed you're always trying to stick with your patterns? And when I work with people, one of the things that I find with patterns is that so many people are so resistant to them changing, because they'll tell me, oh my God, I have so much anxiety, or I'm so uncomfortable, or I can't do that. And what it comes back down to is they can't handle that discomfort. They can't handle the change, because when a pattern is being threatened, let's say, it isn't like it just goes quietly into the night. There's pushback. And that's what it is this pushback. And that is, unfortunately, where most people will stop. Well, can't go any farther there. And they don't even know why, right? Most of us have no idea why. So for me, when I look at it, from a completely different perspective than most people. You know, I look at it from the perspective of every time I get uncomfortable, it's a sign to me that something is either out of my control and my pattern that wants to control it is having a hard time, okay? Or it comes back to I'm breaking a pattern, and I'm very well aware that I'm trying to break a pattern, and it's scary as fuck because there's a lot of fear associated with it. There's always a lot of fear associated with patterns. It's just how it goes. And most people, again, struggle with that. I used to struggle with saying I want change, and then I did everything in my power to not change. And unfortunately, I just would go in these mental circles like most people do when I talk to them. They intellectually, or I should say they intellectualize everything. And patterns have you do that, because They're about survival, and they're emotionally inserted into your subconscious. Some events happened as a kid that you had an emotional response to. And if it was fear-based, which most of the shit is, then what ended up happening is that fear triggers the emotion, right? And then what? Well, then it becomes, I don't want that to happen again. I don't want to feel that way. And unfortunately, people do. They stay stuck in the patterns of control, and then they start feeling shitty because it feels really shitty to keep your world small and rigid. And I know that because I've done it. And most people who I work with do it. And it just is really kind of, I mean, I find it upsetting, find it tiring. I find it to be, what's the word? Not just exhausting. It's just, I find patterns to really be what fucks us up. Because the unwillingness most people have to break it means that they're putting it on the outside world to show up and change for them, like I said earlier. So anyways, nobody's on the phone with me still. And so I will probably cut this call short because I'm not going to ramble for 45 minutes. And it's something that I would love to have people asking me questions about, because to me, a lot of what I say on the podcast would be great opportunities to ask questions that pertain to you personally. So anyways, I just wanted to, I guess I'll just kind of briefly go through the podcast. And so nobody's on the phone for that. Path of resistance, stop fighting life. Oh, there's a good one. Well, here we are. Where are you? Yeah, so the path of resistance is a good one also, because most of us fight life. When I was talking about podcasts that I'm going to actually be doing, it's about what happens when you stop fighting life. Your life can be so magical, really. But most of us are so busy trying to control every aspect and everybody in it that we're fucking miserable. And then we give ourselves some kind of false feeling that maybe we're not as miserable as we think we are. But we are. So it's kind of like, I know this feeling where, okay, I've got control over all the aspects of my life. And if something was out of control, I would be in total resistance to it. I would be angry. I'd be upset. I'd be doing everything I could possibly think of, strategize, manipulate to get life to do what I wanted life to do. And it was a very disappointing way to live. And it was very anxiety provoking. And I always felt a sense of unrest because I didn't trust the universe. That's for fucking sure. I actually just recorded a new podcast, and it's talking about my happily committed relationship with the universe, right? Because that's what I have. And because I have that and I've learned how to work with life, when I see resistance, it's so big to me. And I'm not saying that I don't ever come up in my own resistance, because I do. But I don't take the same tactics that I used to strategize. Most often, I just wave the white flag, surrender. Really, that's what I do most of the time. I may at first go through sort of this, okay, this is happening to me, you know, in terms of like, if it's a health thing, it's happening to my body, right? And I'm wanting to do something about it because I don't like how it feels. And where I used to run around and try to get it, you know, trying to get it taken care of, get to the right healer, doctor, whatever, there's just something, you know, for me in terms of something like that where I slow my roll. And I do that with everything. I slow my freaking roll. And I slow my roll because if I don't slow my roll, what ends up happening is I just keep doing the same shit over and over. You know, the pattern podcast is closely related to the resistance podcast. And So you just keep repeating, well, when I get sick, this is what I do. Or when I run out of money, this is what I do. Or when I run out of love, this is what I do. And I get into resistance to life. And a lot of people blame the universe. Fucking universe, what the fuck are you doing? You know? And it's not the universe's fault. It's what you've created. And it's what you won't allow. And it's how small your life is. And sometimes it's trying to wake you up. Sometimes it's just saying to you, hey, you need to accept this. You know what I mean? You need to accept whatever the hell it is that you're not accepting. And that's a lot of people. A lot. So anyways, that would be my two cents about that particular podcast. So to continue on this podcast journey, since, again, nobody's on the phone with me, I will get into the last one, because we haven't done, you know, the very last one for the month is this Friday. It's going to be the available versus unavailable dating people. Yeah, that's a big one. But I'll go to last Friday's podcast, which is the difficulty of authenticity. And so many people live for other people, right? I know people live for other people, and it's unfortunate because when you're living for other people, self, it feels really shitty. It feels shitty because you're hiding. You ever noticed you feel heavier when you hide something? I mean, I can watch my own process of where, you know, like in the relationship I'm in right now, I will say something and he'll call it into question, not in a, what are you talking about way, but more in a, hey, what is it you want to say? Or, hey, you know, tell me. And I'm like, oh, wow, look at that. That's an old pattern of hiding shit. Because in the old days, I was so afraid of being judged or abandoned. And so for most of us, we do this constantly. We're constantly checking in with the rest of the world to see if it's okay if we can be ourselves. Now, in certain ways, like if you knew me when I was younger, you would have said, oh, my God, Tracy, you were so authentic. Because there's a lot of shit that I would say, like, I don't, you know, when it came to other people, I could be, I don't really give a shit what they think. But there were people I gave a shit what they thought. Absolutely. A lot of people that were in my inner world. And I could say, well, I don't care what they think about certain things. And that's true. There were certain things that I was like, yeah, you know, I don't really care what they think about that. But on a whole other level, I gave a shit. You know, when it came to, I didn't want to be abandoned, or I didn't want them to see me as a bad person. I wanted them to see me as a good person. And so a lot of times I would do things to be that person, you know, and try to uphold that perfect veneer when it came to certain situations. Like, let me be the rescuer. Let me be the victim. Let me be the perpetrator. I never wanted to be the perpetrator, but I was on that damn drama triangle. And like most of society is. And so there always had to, had to be a winner and a loser. So to be authentic is to give all of those roles up. Hard for people to do. Hard for people who want to control everything. You notice that that's at the basis of a lot of my podcasts, is this perceived control you really don't have. But the fear of having things change or be different really screws with people. And they get stuck and they think, oh my gosh, you know, I can't lose control of this because I feel like I'm going to lose myself. Who am I then? And that's the beautiful thing when I work with people, is they discover who they really are. You know, they get the hell out of their way. They drop all of this bullshit, this inauthenticity. You know, I realize that listening to my podcast can be very helpful. I hear feedback all the time about it, and that's great. That's wonderful. People can relate. But the thing is, I often wonder how many strides people take for it's not settling. Because a lot of people settle. You know, they get maybe out of pain and they learn that, hey, I am the creator of my life. And that's great. But to take it to the next level, to get out of fear, I often wonder how they're doing it, how they're getting to authenticity on their own. Because I know for me, all the shit I've had to go through, yeah, I did a lot of this work on my own, but it took a long ass time. A long time, because I didn't have somebody who was helping me, who could show me the stuff I'm talking about. I had to learn all this, I mean, really on my own. And, you know, at the end of last year, I really got pretty intense with the kind of work that I was doing, because I recognized where I had fear still and how it was keeping me from having a relationship with somebody where it was based in love. Like, I could meet somebody at the space of love rather than fear. And then when I did meet somebody at that space, I was very cautious. I still had some rough edges to it, right? And yet I was pretty authentic, or as authentic as I could be. And my reason for saying this is I'm going to be doing podcasts all about this kind of stuff. But the thing that I noticed was, if at that point I was still continuing to do this on my own, you know, that the fear I had and some of my old patterns would want to not resurface, because my, how do I put this? The thoughts were there, the patterns were gone. So I could have the thought of, oh, I want to run away, or, oh, let me find a million things wrong with him, shit like that. And that was all fear talk, but I did it. And then there was no pattern there. There was no pattern that said, okay, Tracy, run, because I've basically gotten rid of a shit ton of patterns. But I had not been in a position to be around somebody who was available. And so what I'm saying is, like, all these different situations that come up, you could work with the belief you have and your patterns, but the new situation comes up, you're not going to know what to do with yourself. You know what I mean? You're going to struggle. And that's what happens, is we'll struggle. And so you would want to have somebody who you're working with, you know, in the same capacity, who could really address your patterns of behavior and catch it and help you through the fear. Because doing this stuff on your own is hard freaking work. So even if you're not, you know, interested in coaching with me, I hope you do have help or find help in your life. I also have some coaches that I've trained, you know, who are also available to coach you. And I highly recommend them, because they've been clients of mine at least for over a year to 2 years. So they have a lot of experience. And again, get somebody, or you're going to be doing this for a really long time. And I say that because patterns and beliefs are deep. They've been there since childhood. And pretty much this whole series throughout April of podcasts has been about that and your resistance to change and the resistance to authenticity, because of the high cost you think that it's going to bring. If you start being different, then you're not in control of what you thought you were controlling. But you're not. None of us are. So the outside world's going to do what the outside world has been doing for billions of years. And that we have the audacity to think that the outside world should cooperate with us? Why? Why should it? And the thing is, when it comes to how we have that expectation, we're always disappointed. Always, always, always. And that, to me, isn't a way I want to live, to have expectations that somehow the world's going to cooperate at some point in some far-off fantasy, and it's not going to get there. It might get there once in a while, but then you have all the other moments of the day that you've got to deal with when it comes to the life that you see outside of you not cooperating. And then you think of all the strategies and all the bullshit you tell yourself so that you can get life to do what you want. I just believe you should surrender to life. So Anyways, I'm going to end this call because nobody's gotten on here. And I never received any questions ahead of time. I know you guys received an email in your inbox about this and a reminder email about this. And so I don't know what to do. And I could ramble for hours, but anyways, if you have questions, please post them. We really haven't been that active in the Facebook group because, you know, we found that unless I was saying something and then I had someone else who works with me already saying something, there really wasn't a lot going on in there. And I understand the idea of hiding out. A lot of people like to hide. And it's funny, I will show this. I have one-on-one clients and we have a Facebook group. And there's a couple people who really, you know, they're my one-on-one clients. They're like, oh, you know, I don't want to look broken or I don't want to look like I have problems. But guess what? Guess what? That makes you authentic. Yeah. You start showing up and openly sharing your shit, which isn't to complain and whine and bitch and moan, but you start sharing, that's a step out of hiding. You got a problem with sharing, you're hiding. Abso-fucking-lutely. And I know that from my own journey, because I used to hide all sorts of crap because I thought people would judge me or they would think poorly of me or whatever, going back to the whole difficulty of authenticity, right? It's bullshit. So, you know, I create these forums for people to be open, to take another step in their own growth to get the fuck out of hiding. So if you're hiding, why don't you ask yourself why? Why don't you ask yourself, well, I don't want to share in front of people. Why? What is that? Like, get some clarity is my point. Get deeper. When I first published my first article and I was sharing some very personal stuff, actually it was my blog, and I started sharing some personal stuff, oh my God, I cringed. I was like, oh shit, I'm going to share things and people must think that I'm perfect or have the perfect life. That's just not fucking true. It's not true at all. Anyway, yeah, that was scary shit. And I did it. I sure did. And I kept doing it. And I'd cringe a little less each time because I knew that my hiding out really felt heavy. It kept me blocked. It made it much more difficult. When you try to appear, you got all your shit together all the time. You're the one who suffers. So whether you've used this group or not, you know, and I'm going to be pulling the plug on it after the initial 3 months, just so you all know, because it's just not really working out how we had hoped it would. And I'd rather put my time and energy into other things around the work I do that would be beneficial. So just so you guys all know. So there'll be one more of these calls in May, and then that'll be it. But meanwhile, I suggest you take the next 30 days, I guess, and use that group. Use it. Put it out there. Do what you can if you're working on your own or if you're working with someone. But do what you can. Get the hell out of your own way. All right. Anyways, that is it. Now I'm really going to go. All right. So everybody who, you know, didn't call in today, I hope that you wanted to listen to this rambling that I am doing. And if not, that's okay too. So anyway, have a good one. Bye-bye.